within yourself. Wherever you go, you'll not find peace. Peace has to come from within. Most people believe they change their environment, they'll find peace. Most people believe they take a vacation, they'll find peace. If you're not peaceful now, wherever you go, you'll not find peace. So the wise person finds peace first. Then they see they want to go somewhere else. But once you find peace, where can you go? What can you do? You found it. You're at peace with yourself and the world and the universe. But most people keep traveling around here and there, going yonder and to the everywhere. I'm searching for something, I'm searching for peace. I'm searching for harmony, for love. And you can't find anywhere because it's within you right now. Wherever you go, you have to take yourself with you. It's like having a job, not liking your job, because you can't get along with people. And you say, I'll move to San Francisco. People are nicer there. But how long are they nicer for? A couple of days, a week, a month? Before you find the same old problem that you have here. Due to the fact you're taking yourself with you. Wherever you go, you have to take yourself. So again, the wise person stays where he is or she is and finds themselves where they are. Finds their own peace, their own harmony, their own love, their own joy, their own happiness. You've got it within you. All of you have got it right now within you. And you don't have to go anywhere to find it. You say to become still and quiet. Remove the things that are bothering you by contemplating, who am I? Why are these problems? When they come, then you'll be at peace. Peace is your real nature, which you really are. But you think somebody else can give it to you. Some person places they can give you peace. It's impossible. Things are neutral the way they are. It's what you think about them that causes them to be where they are. How you react to things causes things to react to you in a certain way. In other words, if you want to see peace and joy in your life, become peaceful and joyous right now. That's when things will get better. Things will never get better. In other words, for things to change, they'll never change. Right in the midst of all confusion, in the midst of all chaos, there's peace. Find the peace. And you'll be happy whatever happens. The sun shines. It doesn't know it's shining. It doesn't say, I'm the sun, I'm shining. It just shines. And it brings light to the world, to the universe. So when we're peaceful, we bring light to other people. We bring harmony and joy to others by being peaceful. If you use this, understand what I'm talking about. And become peaceful right where you are. Right now, right this minute. Forget about old problems, old hurts, yesterday. It's gone, finished. Tomorrow's not come yet. You're here in the moment. And you can choose. Should I be peaceful? Should I be happy? You have the power to do this. Remember, it does not depend on anybody to become happy or peaceful. You are the peace. You are the happiness. It's been you all the time. feel this, know this, become this. People continue to ask me, Robert, what do you teach? Someone asked me today, are you teaching Simhas in Nisargadatta Maharaj? I always have to get the same answer. I have no teaching. I know how to teach. One teacher they may. There's no teaching here. You're not coming to get a teaching at all. When I speak to you, I simply relate my experiences. What I feel. I don't go researching in a book what I'm going to say. Or say the things you want to hear. When I tell you nature is such as a danda, when I tell you real nature is happiness and joy, through pure awareness, that you know what you think you are, you're not the body, you're not the mind. I'm speaking of my own experience. It's something that you can experience also. If you will. Why do you think you have no peace? Why do you think you're troubled and hurried? Because you keep reacting to life the wrong way. You keep seeing life in the wrong picture. You were brought up a certain way to believe certain things. And they become commonplace with you. Norm. You automatically do certain things that bring you confusion and chaos. And you don't know where confusion and chaos came from. You don't understand it came from you. That you were programmed a certain way, you were brought up a certain way. And they're simply acting your part. Been programmed, totally programmed. Then it has become deprogrammed. And you do this by investigating yourself. No one can do it for you. Therapists can't help you, nobody can help you. You can do everything you need within you. You must see the program yourself by observing yourself, watching yourself in action. Observing what you do, seeing what you do. Not blaming people for anything. No one is to blame for your lack in life. No one. And it appears they are, as they are. But that's true. You are where you are because you're supposed to be there. What you've done all these years, I picture where you are today. Your thoughts, your feelings, your emotions. I picture where you are today. Have no opinions. Simply observe yourself, see yourself. How do you react to others? Do you lose your temper easily? Do you get mad easily? Do you become angry easily? Do you judge people easily? You're going to work on these things. And then concern yourself about self-realization. Self-realization will come by itself when you're ready for it. Since you're ready for that, there's no way for it to come soon. Which means self-realization is waiting to be released through you when you become still enough, when you become quiet enough, when you stop thinking. Only you can save yourself. No one can save but yourself. You got all the power you need to do it. There's nothing in the universe that can hurt you or harm you. There's nothing anywhere that can hurt you or harm you. Except if you believe it or accept it. It's like the voodoo doll of Haiti. When you stick pins in the voodoo doll and make an image of you, then you feel it. This only happens because you believe it. We've been programmed that way. This is why most Haitians are subject to this. We were brought up from little boys, little girls, to believe something makes a voodoo doll of you. You'll feel it. And you do. But yet if you're above and beyond these things, how can it hurt you? This is going to hurt you. And it can never hurt you. It's only a belief system. You don't try to analyze it or figure it out. Just do what you have to do to get rid of it. And then it's a turn within. Where all the power is. And realize the truth about yourself. Realize who you are, what you are. See for yourself, you can't fool me any longer. I know I'm not a body, I'm not a mind. I'm not my affairs. I'm nothing what I appear to be. I'm the absolute reality. I'm such a Sananda. I am that. I do this every day. Things like this happen to you. You find you have more peace, more harmony, more joy. It comes by itself. But as long as you do nothing, you keep living the kind of life you're living. It's going to continue. Everything will continue the way it is now. It's up to you. Always remember the only power that exists is yourself. The only power that exists is yourself. There's no other power anywhere. There's no God up in the sky with power. There's no beings from outer space with power that hurt you. There's nothing on this earth that can hurt you. It all has to do with your belief system. You're using your power in the wrong way. Instead of using your power to find yourself, to awaken, you're using your power to see problems. You become angry and mad over them, and fight them, try to change them. You try this for years and years, it hasn't worked. Again, the only way you're ever going to get rid of problems, even the things in your life that have been bothering you for years, is by knowing the truth about yourself. Maybe by trying to change the situation, but by knowing the truth about yourself, who you really are, what you really are. This and this alone will change everything for you. As you sit quietly here, what goes through your mind? This is what you've got to control. The source that comes to you when you're sitting silently. The source that comes to you in the peace. When you first get up in the morning. What are these thoughts? To whom do they come? Who gave them to me? Who brought this kind of a mind to me? Who brought the fear to me? Where did the fear come from? Where did this harmony come from? And keep inquiring, asking yourself this question over and over again. Keep inquiring over and over again, over and over again. Until you see the change. Do not worry if you don't see any results soon. Remember, it took you so many years to be where you are now. It took you so many years to have the belief system that you have now. It took you so many years to be what you are right now. You're programmed. And you think what is true is false, and what is false is true. And you've got to change the whole situation. You've got to change everything around. Don't practice for a week or two and say that nothing is happening. Realize what has happened to you up to this point. Look at what the things that you believe. Things that frighten you. Things that make you angry, make you upset. You gotta look at these things. Don't ignore them, look at them. You have to admit what's going on in your life first. And then inquire where I get this karma from. Where does karma come from that I have? What I've been going through. Where do these feelings come from? You're questioning yourself again and again, and the mind becomes weak. The more you question yourself, the more the mind becomes weak. The mind is frightening you, it's been telling all these things, these stories. It will become very weak by inquiry. And soon you'll find freedom. But it's up to you. Only you can do it. You have all the tools you need. Stop believing what the world shows you. Remember, your life is just a split second in time. So all the things you think for the first time, you're here for the first time. Man is humanity to man. All the desperate things that are going on in this world seem to be new to you. been happening since the beginning of time. There's nothing new under the sun. Remember, this planet Earth has been destroyed millions of times. Our civilization is more powerful than we are today. Everything's been wiped out, clean, and started again and again. So you find yourself in the 20th century, in a place called the United States of America, and you're male or female, with experiences. You have no idea what you're doing here, how you got here, who you are, but there you are. But I'd say this has been going on for millions of years. You were paid somewhere somehow millions of years ago, and you're here today. Every single experience that's going on in this world is brand new. Nothing is brand new. It's all old stuff. It happened before, it happened again. The point I'm trying to make is you don't belong here. We're trying to make this world a better world in which to live. It's very commendable. But it doesn't work. It appears to work. Situations change, everything changes like everything must. It changes from the good to the bad, from the bad to the good. Things appear wonderful on this earth, and there's a problem, there are wars, start again and again. There's always been a war all the time. Since the end of time, as you know, there's been a war. People have been killing each other since time immemorial. So can you see what I'm trying to say? What does this world have to do with you? You're none of this world. You're pure consciousness. You're the source of everything. When I say you are the source, most people think of it the wrong way. They imagine the source being like cause and effect. There's a cause, there's a variable and effect. The source is the cause. This is not what I'm referring to at all. I'm referring to the source beyond cause and effect. The source beyond any explanations. The source that you can't understand. The source which there's no words to describe. Not the cause of this planet, or the cause of this universe. The source which is beyond the source of the universe. The source which you can't comprehend. We can experience. You are the source. It has nothing to do with this world, this universe. It's beyond all that. Once you identify with the source, you become the source. And you become free and liberated. This is why you're here. To find the real source of life, of existence. And realize it's always been you, it's you right now. You are that. Know this will be ever free. leave here thinking differently. Drop your problems, your worries, and your toys you've been playing with. Drop all these things. See the light within you. You are the light. You are your own light and your own salvation. All is well. Peace.